second half, not really second half, they played 95 games, but the post-All-Star break edition of the season, portion of the season starts tonight. Braves are 11 games under 500, bunch of games out of first place, bunch of games out of the last wild card spot. So really, I mean, it obviously would be great if they could get hot and go on a run. Seems unlikely with all the injuries they have in the pitching staff.
Yep.
Interested to see how quickly they decide to move, if they decide to move anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
whether it's Ozuna or any of the stuff that they might do with the bullpen guys. I know that they signed a guy yesterday, bullpen guy yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, that's really what it is at this point. And then hopefully these guys that have been struggling for a year and a half can figure it out before the year's over and come into next year with a little bit more confidence, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, when we were talking last week, we were just trying to name some names of possible guys that other teams might look at. It's mostly, we've talked a lot about the bullpen guys, uh-huh, like Iglesias.
Pierce Johnson, yeah,
guys like that. And then maybe a non-pitcher was Marcelo Ozuna.
Uh-huh.
Outside of that, it really wasn't anybody else that they would probably move at the trade deadline.
You know, unless they just go totally
unless
off
they go
the
like,
path
and just
and
like
get rid of somebody
just
big.
Start over and everything. Yeah. Like, I don't see that happening.
And again, I don't think it's start over. I think if you have Ronald Acuna, Spencer Strider, like, you know, various all-star level players, you're not starting over. But if it's like, all right, maybe let's restock a certain area, or maybe there's a guy that we get a big, you know, you get a big offer for one of the guys you have signed. I don't see it happening. So outside of that, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe somebody wants Ozuna.
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Which also would be, you know, no, obviously what he's done here has been really great. You know, he went through the down long stretch at the plate a couple of years ago. But since then
he's been really good.
One of the best hitters on the team. And then obviously this year he's been hurt and it's been frustrating. But he's had a really nice run here. Might benefit the team to get Murphy and Baldwin some time at DH.
Right, because, I mean, they're playing really, really well. Yeah. And if you can keep, especially Baldwin, because of not the youth and everything like that, but the kid has the goods up there, and hopefully you can find a way to – but that would make them – it would still make them both, like, everyday players. Like, if you're not catching your hit, if you're not – you know, so it would probably go back and forth
I would
that.
Think would be helpful, you know?
Because they, like, were still like they were going 2-1.
Yeah, because the thing that wears you down is catching. Right?
Yes.
You're crouching
all
those times.
In this Atlanta
hot,
heat.
Hot. You got all the gear on, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes somebody runs into you. It doesn't really happen as much anymore as it used to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the catching position, obviously a lot of wear and tear. Hey, hitter. You bat 4 times a game.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, that move, if they did do the Ozuna move, that would look at it as far as that. Now, going into next season, how would you do?
You have a hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Meaning that you would have to go and find a DH. I know we talked about Schwarber. He's a pending free agent guy like that. If you can add that bat into that lineup. But, I mean, we're still in this year, and it's still a whole lot of damn games to go, and they're still pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're still pretty damn
bad. Well, they haven't lost in a few days.
Yeah, because they ain't played.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They ain't played. So,
well, they won the last series they played.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And now you got the big, bad, stankin' Yankees in town. For a weekend set. Still, they have not named any starting pitchers for this matchup yet. But it'll come out, the line of music comes out right close to the end of our show. But, yeah, I mean, it would be great if you could get your back after All-Star game, you know, series streak going and find a way to beat the Yankees.
That would be good. Let's start with beating the Yankees.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot of fun. Everybody likes beating the Yankees.
Yes, how can you
there's some Yankee fans over there. They walked in.
What up, fellas?
There they are. They said, "We don't think it's fun when teams beat the Yankees."